Salvation is not simply about escaping wrath. It is about coming home to God. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. There is a subtle danger in reducing the gospel to a transaction. We can begin to think that Jesus merely rescued us from punishment so that we would not have to go to hell. And while that is indeed true, Paul's language in Romans chapter 5, verses 10 and 11 stretches far beyond forgiveness. He tells us that we have been reconciled to God. Reconciliation assumes that there was once hostility. Sin did more than stain our record. It fractured our relationship with the God who created us. Left to ourselves, we didn't simply ignore God. We resisted Him. We worked against Him. Our hearts naturally wanted independence rather than fellowship. It wanted self-rule rather than joyful submission. The wonder of the cross is that Jesus removed every obstacle that stood between us and the Father. God's righteous wrath against sin was fully satisfied, allowing His love to flow freely towards those united to Christ. The goal of redemption has always been communion. God didn't save you merely to change your destination after death. He saved you so you could know Him, enjoy Him, worship Him, and delight in Him forever. And this truth changes the way we approach prayer, worship, and everyday life. We don't approach God as nervous servants wondering if we are welcome. We come as beloved children because Christ has brought us near. The Father has never reluctantly tolerated His redeemed children. Through His Son, He has always gladly welcomed them home. So do you approach God today with confidence as His child or hesitation as though His love must still be earned? Pray this prayer with me. Father, deepen my joy in knowing that through Christ, I have been welcomed into Your presence forever. Here's two other peoples that you can pray for today. Pray for Derek and Michelle Bremer and their family, our missionaries in France. And also pray for the Garifuna LifeWord broadcast for the people of Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.